السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now, after you guys have been tested on the memorization, we're going to explain, continue to explain the ayat that you have memorized. Now, we are at the part that says, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And he knows everything. He knows everything. Okay. Now, when I say he knows everything, he knows everything. I mean all details. He knows even the little tiny details. So, he knows the details. He knows all details.
Wait, so Emmett, was there a thing we were talking about, like, jinn?
He knows all details.
I know, but when we're talking about jinn, so does Allah like control the minds of like good jinns?
Allah does not control the minds. Allah, anybody who has any creation of Allah that has free will, Allah does not control their mind. Allah let their mind think the way Allah made it. See, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his wonders, that he creates you to have your own mind. And to think with your own mind. You see what I'm saying? And that's why you're held responsible. If he controls your mind, then you carry no responsibility. You know, you're not responsible for anything you do because, you know, you don't have a mind, free mind. So he knows the details. Now let me ask you a question. Allah says that he knows the leaf that falls from the tree. He knows every leaf that falls from the tree to the ground in the middle of the forest in the dark night. Yes?
Wait, so Allah knows if there's going to be a cure for cancer?
Huh?
He knows if there's going to be a cure for cancer?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes, what's your question, Elena?
I wanted to answer, how is that going to be?
Yes, let me ask the question first. Allah knows the details of a leaf falling from a tree, falling to the ground in the middle of the forest, in the middle of the dark night.
And then decomposing, and then which animals are going to eat it.
Exactly. Now, my question to you. How come Allah knows all these details?
Because he created it.
MashaAllah, because he made it happen. He made it happen. That's right. MashaAllah, that's a very good answer. Okay. He knows... about a leaf falling from a tree in the middle of a forest. In the dark night, because he made it happen. Okay, because he made it happen. Then we move on. To the next part, which is خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. That he created heavens and earth in 6 days.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you work day and night.
Now, 6 days, one day in the calendar of Allah is equal to 1,000 years of our calendar. So, 1 year.
So technically 6,000 years.
1 year. Yeah. In the calendar of Allah. Is.
Wait, it's ayah or ayam?
1 year in the calendar. Oh, I'm sorry. 1 day in the calendar of Allah. Is 1,000 years in our calendar. In our calendar. So, now, the question is, did he rest in the seventh day? Okay, did he rest on the seventh day?
No.
What's the answer?
No.
The answer is Subhanallah. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Subhanallah means
Allah is better than that.
He's better than needing to rest. Then they
wait, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
On the seventh day, he created Papa Adam, right?
He didn't say what did he do in the seventh day. He did something else.
7,000 years.
Yeah, 6,000 years. He didn't say, then what did he do in day number 7? Something else. Okay. So, what did he do in day number 7? Something else.
Something else, that's it.
That he knows that
oh, we don't.
That he knows about. We're not told what did he do in day number 7. You see? So he created them in 7 and 6 days. ثم استوى على العرش. ثم استوى على العرش. Then ثم استوى على العرش. Which means then he established himself. Yes.
What's that?
Ala, al-arsh.
Oh, that's Ala.
Okay. Established himself on the throne. Then people say, how did he establish himself on the throne? Nobody knows. استوى على العرش. He established himself on the throne. Nobody knows how did he establish himself on the throne. So we say how? The answer is we don't know. Subhanallah. So if somebody says how, say what?
We don't know.
Subhanallah. We don't know. Subhanallah. We don't know, subhanallah. So, Don't let anybody trap you into this question, how? Okay? Because when it comes to Allah, don't imagine. When it comes to Allah, we're not allowed to imagine anything. But when it comes to the creation of Allah, we are required to imagine and think. Like you imagine how big is the universe. You imagine how small is the atom. You just can imagine. When it comes to the creation of Allah, you can imagine. But when it comes to Allah himself, we cannot imagine anything. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, think about the creation of Allah. And don't think about Allah himself. Or think about Allah, the creation of Allah, and don't try to imagine Allah. So that you don't go crazy. Okay? And then, anything you can imagine, Allah's different. Anything you can imagine, Allah's different. Go crazy. Don't imagine Allah. Don't try to imagine Allah. Think about the creation of Allah. Don't try to imagine Allah himself, or you go crazy. And then there is don't try to, whatever you imagine, Allah's different. Whatever you imagine, Allah is different. Whatever you imagine, Allah is different. Huh?
He said that Allah has a hand, but the only thing that's similar to how it's similar to our hand is it's called a hand.
Yeah.
And then like.
Yeah. Allah has a hand? Yes. How does it look like? The answer is? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This question is illegal. It's haram question. So your answer is Subhanallah. Allah has an eye? Yes. How does it look like? Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Allah has two hands. Both of them are right hands. He doesn't have a left hand. How? Subhanallah. You don't go into imagining anything. Don't go into imagining anything because you have no clue what you're imagining. Go ahead.
You have a story today?
Yes, I have a story about imagining to explain to you that imagination, there are things that you can never imagine. So that will tell you that you can never imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first, whatever you imagine, Allah is different. Allah is different. Go ahead. Yeah, the philosophers. Yeah, the philosophers. One of the philosophers made a question. And let me see if you girls can answer the question. He said, can Allah create a rock that he himself can't carry?
Subhanallah.
The answer is Subhanallah. You know why? Yeah, see, that question, the philosopher is trapping you. That's a trap. Why? Because if you said, no, then here is something that Allah can't do, right? We're saying that Allah can do everything, right? Right. Then can he create a rock that he himself can't carry? Now, this is a tricky question because if you said, no, he can't, then here's one thing that he will not be able to do. If you say, yes, he can, then here's something that he can't do, which is carrying the rock. Go ahead.
Does he
one day in the calendar of, it's supposed to be calendar of Allah.
Oh, yes. Of Allah. Thank you.
MashaAllah.
Okay. So whatever you imagine, Allah is different. Okay? Allah...
Is it like haram to imagine Allah?
Yes. Yes, that's haram. We're forbidden completely from imagining
when
Allah.
When I was a kid, I used to always imagine him like looking over us and
stuff. Yes, you imagine his presence. You imagine his presence, that he's aware of you. But you don't imagine how does he look like.
But like I used to think, like I used to like... imagine him as like a big person looking over the earth when I was a kid. Is that...
Well, when you're a kid, no blame, really, on kids. So...
They say that whatever you do since you're a kid, it only starts counting until you're 12. So until you're 12, you can do whatever you want. After 12,
until you become an, start becoming an, a young adult, then you things are the things count.